This is Bird Note. Thanks to a well-meaning but misguided soul, the house sparrow was first introduced into the U.S. from England in the 1850s, and it's now one of the most common birds in North America. The name house sparrow fits it well, because from Bangor, Maine to San Diego, British Columbia to the Panama Canal, and even in Hawaii, it's found nearly everywhere people live. A stocky little street fighter of a bird, it's fussy and vocal year-round. Sparrows often seem to be scrapping with each other, but still, they're always in a group, almost never alone. Sometimes a bush they've settled in seems to be alive with their chatter, even though you can't see a single bird. They even like to bathe together. True to their name, they prefer to nest in man-made structures or birdhouses, rather than in trees. And given a chance, they displace many of our native cavity-nesting birds from nest boxes. Emily Dickinson described the sparrow's nest as sweet of twigs and twine. There's a lot of both in a nest, because when sparrows find a cavity they like, they'll fill up every bit of space before laying their eggs. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.